Let's go way back in time, 88 years ago. And I'm going to give you $10,000 to put away into any stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average 88 years ago. Now, in the presentation, we talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which now has very few industrial companies in it, actually. It's a list of 30 stocks, most of which you know quite a bit. You know quite a bit about, such as Home Depot or McDonald's or Coca-Cola. But it has some companies that you probably haven't heard of or not too familiar with, like Salesforce or maybe Goldman Sachs. You heard about them. Who are they? Well, anyway, we're going to give you $10,000 and ask you to choose one stock. Now, here's the kicker. Walmart wasn't around 88 years ago. Who did you have before Walmart? Well, Walmart took out Woolworths to put Walmart in. And you're probably thinking, who's Woolworths? Well, they're still around. It's now Foot Locker. And Woolworths are actually still around in Mexico, down in Mexico. If you go down to Mexico, you'll see them. They're like a little Target. And so if you choose a company that was removed or was replaced another company, you basically own that company beforehand, right? So instead of buying Walmart 88 years ago, you bought Woolworth. And then when they took out Woolworths and put in Walmart, now you own Walmart. Is that it? You understand? And in the face-to-face class, we ask everybody which one they would, and we try to make it interactive, but we can't do that here. So anyway, who do you choose? Well, I hope you didn't peek before you chose, because now we want you to peek. Go now, check on the right-hand side where it says don't peek, and oh my goodness, what's going on here? Look at that. This is the part about about investing that's difficult for people, because even in hindsight, it's difficult to pick which company you would invest in, right? The company did the best is Procter & Gamble, and they make most of their money. Well, they make their money from selling toothpaste and diapers and shampoo and soap and razor blades, Gillette razor blades, Tide detergent. So yeah, it's hard to know who you would choose. But now look at what happened to the one at the bottom. And notice that companies that sell stuff that people buy every day, like McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Home Depot, notice that Visa and Apple have done well. But you also have to look at the company that they replaced. Look at lowly Cisco at the bottom. Turned $10,000 into $32,000. They would have done probably better if they had just put the money in the bank. Now, why is that? Well, go back and see who Cisco replaced. That's the thing you have to worry about. Who did they replace? Who did you buy before them? And it turns out that they did not put Cisco in until 2009. Cisco's, by the way, is the company that makes internet equipment. Right. They waited until General Motors was essentially in bankruptcy in 2009 before they put in Cisco. So it's not Cisco's fault. It's what happened to General Motors, who basically became worthless. That's the old General Motors, not the new General Motors. That's a different company. So you see, investing in stocks takes skill, folks. It takes time and judgment. And that's why we hope, if you are interested in the assignment that we do in this chapter, if it piques your interest, you will strongly consider taking Business 123 Introduction to Investments, because we spend quite a bit of time on stocks alone, because that's, it's businesses. That's where the action is. And who knows, it could become a career. The industry needs you. They need more women, more minorities. They love ex-military. So think about it. And notice that stocks can make us very, very wealthy or they can make us very, very sad.